place because this is the show about metal. Oh my god, fuck you.
Rock it on! he was a good boy.
We'll be right back.
That was Bad Year by Iron Monkey, Useless by Buzzavin, I Cannot by Ken Mode, Tower of Rain by Casting, and Shattered into a Sea of Light by Anthesis. I just watched the Coraline remaster in theaters, and I'm a little disappointed. Excuse me, sorry about that. Never mind, I'm not sorry. It took until the very end, when they had an end credits scene, in which they described remaking the puppets for the movie, before I realized they reanimated the entire thing. I thought the remaster was just because it was in 3D now, but apparently they reanimated it, and I couldn't tell at all. And I what, like, hammered it in that they didn't reanimate it for me was that there was, like, two scenes where the 3D was actually used, and I thought, like, oh, yeah, I understand. It must be tough to, like, somehow make this 3D when it wasn't, you know, captured that way originally. But no, they just only had, like, two 3D scenes, and the rest of the movie looked, from what I could tell, the exact same, but it's still Coraline, which is an amazing film, and it was still worth going out to see. Although, nothing is more embarrassing than walking into the theater, like, before even ads have started to play, and there's, like, a bunch of people, and they just all are watching you walk. And you hear the ice in your drink, like, clacking, and it's just such a awkward experience. Oh, and I've been on my consumption shit lately. I love capital. I love capitalism. I love overconsuming. And that is evident because I just saw a movie, and because my girlfriend was late, could not sneak in a little treat of my own, so had to actually buy movie theater snacks, which is fucking robbery, but yeah. But that's not the end of the world. It's just $30. But anyway, I'll get to my point. I just bought Human by Death on vinyl, purely because I looked at it and it was like holographic. It was a really cool looking record. And then I opened it and it had like a blue and brown splatter on the record. And I was like, oh, I love this album. I gotta have it on vinyl. And I realized as I was checking out, I was wearing my shirt for that album. So I was wearing a Death Human shirt while buying a Death Human record. I felt like a bit of a idiot doing that, but it was coincidence, I swear. Oh, and I also just bought a Cryptopsy shirt, a long sleeve of the None So Vile cover, because I fucking love that album, dude. It is one of the best albums I've ever heard. And Benedictine Convulsions, that song is genuinely perfect. It's so catchy, I cannot get it out of my head, like, even right now. It's just so fucking good. That being said, I'm not gonna play Benedictine Convulsions because I have done that so many times, and I'm still not sick of the song, but I'd rather not play it, you know, every single time. But I'm gonna try to keep up with the sludge metal theme. Some of these songs have been a bit more doom metal and some have been more sludge. It's kind of tough because I don't like a lot of sludge, but I really like some of it. It's a weird balance. Like, some of them really click, others the majority of it I just hate. Like, I don't like Acid Bath. That should give you an idea of how picky I am. But yeah, my point is, it's hard to find strictly sludge that is okay. And also, I gotta match a certain amount of Canadian content, so I've gotta find good artists that are Canadian. And I also don't like Dope Throne, so I've really fucked myself. Anyway, music time. We'll be right back.
Take a step. Go.
That was Wielding Strength by Brain Oil, Sunken by Abuse, To Build a Mountain by Crowbar, Skull Smashing Concrete by Meth Drinker, and Diseased Mammal by Noothcrush. I'm gonna bitch about my grandma again. The first airing of this, I talked about how she would use that stupid ass saying, like, shake it once, you're fine, shake it twice, like, whatever. But the end goal was, you know, shake it three times, you're playing with yourself, and, you know, my consensus was, fuck you, I don't care what you think. I'd rather have you accuse me of playing with myself than have, you know, drifts of pee coming off my wiener and getting into my undies. So I'm going to shake it as many times as I need until I feel comfortable putting it back. Anyway, I was just thinking of another thing. She was one of those don't put your elbows on the table people. That's another... I hate that one. I hate it so much. Especially because she'd hit my, she'd hit me with the handle of the butter knife on my elbows every time I did it. And it hurt so bad, dude. She knew how to hit the funny bone. And, like, I don't understand how it's rude. Like, I just want to eat, man. I want to be comfortable while I'm eating. I don't want to have to, like, consciously hold my hands up. And my body is going to lean forward because I don't want to, you know... have to have a little accident while I'm chewing and get food onto my pants. So I'm going to lean my head over the plate. And, you know, logically, I'd want my hands to be resting there as well. Oh, look, my elbows fall right on the table. I don't know. I feel like it's the, I think it's the most bullshit thing I've ever heard. But I'm pretty sure it's dying out with the newer generation, and thank God. Anyway, I gotta poop, so I'm gonna leave and poop, but this is pre-recorded, so I'm sure I'll have found a good song in the meantime while I do that. And you're gonna listen to it, because I would like you to, and I put a decent amount of effort into the set list. So please listen to the music, please!
Yeah. physical being spirit. Human being. Physical spirit. Power isn't there. We live in a contemporary society that doesn't know who it is. They just don't know who they are. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Zune, and you're listening to CFRC.
Check, check. Hey, what's going on? This is DJ Tech 12, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
For 142 years, the Queen's Gaels have called Kingston home. The tricolor has become as synonymous with the city as the limestone upon which it was built. But that love, admiration, and respect comes with a powerful commitment. A pledge to protect this house. On Saturday, August 31st, the Queen's Gaels will host the McMaster Marauders for their home opener at Richardson Memorial Stadium. Kickoff is scheduled for 6 p.m. and CFRC's coverage will begin at 5:45.
Turn your volume all the way up and tune into Amplified every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. with Isabel. All things noise rock, shoegaze, goth, post-punk, and so very much more. See you then.
Now in its 14th year, with a mixture of mainly jazz, but also blues, folk, some pop, even retro pop, and the occasional interview. So that's Dark Glasses, Mondays at